Okay, all, welcome back to the Irish Amp podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by Sean Keelan after his lovely win of the Irish Boys in Ballybunion. Sean, how does that one feel, Irish Boys champ?
Yeah, it feels good, Gary. Nice to get a win in early in the season, and nice one to have on the CV, I guess, Irish Boys champ, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. The national title is something very nice to have on the CV. This is one you earmarked a bit early, Sean, was it?
Yeah, I suppose I kind of, I got into the Junior Invitational, and with that, I kind of thought I'd have to decide between the West and Irish Boys, and seeing as my last year in boys golf, I just wanted to play the Irish Boys and see if I could win it.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose, like, you're not going to turn up in an event and, like, let's take the West, because, like, I know, like, there's no way you were going up there not expecting to win it, I suppose, or at least contend in it. So, like, going up to Sligo, almost with the Irish Boys in the back of your mind, like, the prep was never going to be right for you, was it?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. It was just probably tiredness coming back from America, and then if I was playing the West and then the Irish Boys, it's not like optimal, I guess, for your performance.
And I suppose performance and being optimal, you ended up in Ballybunion a couple of days early. What did you learn, we'll say, in the 2 days before the tournament that kind of, I suppose, stood to you really well throughout the week?
I suppose, to be fair, a lot of the rough was down, but if you did hit it offline, there was some spots where you could easily lose balls. So just like most links courses, just hitting the fairways. But to be fair, the main thing was the greens are quite narrow, so your iron play had to be pretty good, and you had to kind of just hit the middle of the greens where you could, and because there's a lot of runoffs on the side of the greens, so you can easily end up making kind of bogeys or double bogeys even from nowhere. Approach play was probably the most important part of the course.
And I suppose going down then, there's no betting on boys golf, but you're probably the favourite going down there. So taking that mentality into the week then, I suppose, like, is that something that once you get to kind of tee it up, that just goes out of the back of the mind? Like, are you just kind of there to play golf?
Yeah. You always kind of want to control your expectations and kind of block out any like outside noise and just kind of play your golf. I think that's where I'd play my best. It's just when I'm kind of just in my own zone and just playing my game.
Yeah,
I think you definitely get distracted by expectations or outside things. So I think just putting the head down and playing, yeah.
Put the head down and playing. I suppose like all the hard yards were done in the first couple of days. And like Ballybunion has a couple of, I suppose, funny tee shots. Like, it's a kind of very traditional links where, like, you have to pick the correct line. And, like, as you were saying, the rough is down a little bit, but, like, it can still be, if you're a small bit off, the punishment can be fairly severe. Like, so had you kind of a game plan early with, like, where you wanted to tee off from and kind of, like, particular lines picked out for yourself?
Yeah, there is a couple of, like, blind tee shots and dog legs and that. So, getting the lines on, I think 16 and 17, they're kind of the main, I'd say the two, you could say, toughest tee shots where you have to pick a line. So yeah, getting a practice round in and just making sure you're clear what you're doing is important.
I suppose you get to the first tee on Wednesday, yeah. You find yourself 3 under through 4. Again, I suppose like talking about like sticking to a process and keeping your expectations where they are, like getting off to a hot start. Then, like, so how do you control the emotion at like early in a round?
I think when you get off to a good start, some people, I don't know, tend to maybe pull on the brakes and maybe panic a bit. Like, but I think you always, if you're playing well and feeling good, you want to keep the foot down and make as many birdies as you can. So that's kind of what I felt on the day. I felt good, my swing felt in a good place. So I was just trying to kind of ride that wave and just make as many birdies as I could, I guess.
And was that kind of the game plan early, like just to be very aggressive?
Yeah, the first few holes, me and Jeff were talking about it. The first kind of 6 holes, you can kind of take advantage of them. There's 2 par 5s you can reach, and then there's 2 short par 4s, so you can kind of get a score going early. And then, the back nine gets a little tougher. So it's kind of one of them courses where you try to make your score on the front nine and then hold on a little on the back.
Yeah, and so I suppose holding on in the back, like you return 66 on day 1, 5 under. You're leading by 4. So then, like, what's the process, I suppose, that evening going into the next round then? Are you just kind of, that round is done and it's kind of start again tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you want to just bin it and start again the next day and just go again. You definitely don't want to get complacent or get ahead of yourself. You try and move on as quick as you can, whether it's good or bad. And just go again the next day as you do every day.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, again, with it being Lynx and being this time of year in Ireland, like, weather issues and kind of, I suppose, the wind is getting up down there a little bit as well. So you go out the following day, again, off to a decent start. I think you're 2 or 3 under, or you're 2 under after 5 or 6 again. So you're kind of leading comfortable at this point. And, like, you still think at this point that there's a third round going to happen, do you?
Yeah. I hadn't a clue that it was going to be 2 days, yeah.
So you're leading by, I think at the turn, you were leading by about 5 or 6 at this point. So, like, are you very much then kind of just trying to focus on, again, the same thing, getting back into the house with, like, as low as you can, is it?
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't, like, looking at the leaderboard or anything, or I didn't know how much I was leading by. I was just kind of trying to stay in my own bubble and just game plan and just see where that takes you. So, yeah.
You come in after the second round, Sean. You're leading by 7. Whispers, I suppose, start happening around the clubhouse at that point that there's going to potentially be a third day. So what's the feeling like at that point?
Yeah, it's strange because you don't want to almost think that there's the third day is going to be cancelled at that point. I was kind of just trying to maybe keep away from people and, like, just kind of get ready to play the third round no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of strange one when it did get called off because I was in my own head kind of trying to get myself ready for day 3, and then you just get told it's called off and I won. So it was kind of a strange feeling, but I was still delighted by the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose, like, that's the kind of thing, like, I suppose, would it be a strange feeling, I suppose? Like, so, like, what's the, is there a kind of a delayed reaction to the kind of the enjoyment that you wanted, I suppose?
Yeah, I think there was definitely, like, at first it was kind of like I still hadn't sunk in or I hadn't realized it yet. It probably took an hour or two, but yeah, it was nice. We got back to the house and you're kind of just sitting there, like, you kind of dream of that as a kid, like, to win the Irish Boys and then realize that you've done it. It's nice, yeah.
Who's the first person that gets a phone call after you win it?
My mom and dad. Yeah. Yeah.
And I suppose, like, as young as you are, and I think I said it to you in the last part as well, like, there's a lot of work goes on in the background to get you, I suppose, prepped for these events. There's a lot of time and kind of, I suppose, your own time given up and the time of others. Like, so, like, to be able to, I suppose, ring your parents and kind of, I'm not going to say a reward for all the hard work, I think, because you're still very early in your career, but, like, certainly a great reward for the work that's been done so far. So, like, it must be very nice to kind of share it with them early.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, in golf, you put in so much work and it's very rare that you get rewarded for that. It's unlike other sports where you don't win very often. So when you do, you wanna enjoy it as much as you can, definitely, with the people that help you get there.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, even with that one, that's something that I think a lot of people, I suppose, take for granted sometimes, that, like, you can do everything right a lot of the time. And so how do you manage your expectations then, Sean? I suppose is probably what I'm getting to with it, like, that. One, knowing that you can't win every event, but, like, is it a case of looking at the results after an event and kind of saying, okay, I done what I could do, that's kind of the reward or the prize almost?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, as long as you keep on doing the right things on and off the golf course and, like, your mindset's good and you've prepared well and once you've done all the right things, I don't think you can have any regret looking back, no matter how you do, because some weeks you can do everything right and it just doesn't happen. So I think I'd say in your analysis of events, it's probably better to look at how your mindset was. Did you prepare well? Was your process on the course good? And were you eating well and all this stuff? Because sometimes you just can't control how you play. You just have to take it as it comes, I guess.
That's actually kind of an interesting one, I suppose. Like, would you have 5 or 6 points that you're kind of, I don't know, taking notes of or just kind of mentally recording as a tournament goes on and you're kind of scoring yourself against them each week, is it?
Kind of. I wouldn't say there's like any like exact points, but you'd have kind of areas of your game. Like, was your, were you disciplined? Did you stick to your game plan? Did you react well to mistakes? All this kind of sort of stuff. The kind of, I guess, process rather than just looking at the result.
We're very much in a crossover period of your golf, if you want to call it that, kind of still young enough to play boys and obviously very, very talented and well able to play men's golf. So like, what does the rest of the season look like for you then in terms of like, will you play more men's golf from now on, or is it going to be kind of trying to, I suppose, dominate the boys for the last year?
No, I think the only other boys events I'll play this year, I think it's just the British boys and maybe the US junior. Apart from that, it's all just men's. So try and get a win or two in the men's would be nice.
Yeah, and you were named on the Euro Nations team coming up with one of your academy members, Hugh Foley, Matt McLean and Jack Horn. So I suppose, again, looking at your progression the last couple of years, like, it must be very rewarding for you to be, I suppose, selected alongside them and kind of a nice reward for your own golf, I suppose.
Yeah, it's always nice getting the team events, and especially with Hugh. First time playing for Ireland with Hugh, and I've known Hugh for probably, I don't know, eight or 9 years by now. And so it's nice kind of both of us now playing on the same men's team together. It'll be fun week for sure, I'd say.
So there'll be a bit of a side niggle, so on who has the lowest score kind of in the week, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always competitive, I guess, yeah.
But, and like, that's always kind of, I suppose, like, as part of that academy and stuff, like, you have kind of, within events, like, you're all very supportive of each other. And I kind of noticed it again at the West, and I kind of, like, I suppose I'm asking you about it, even though you weren't at the West, like, whenever one of the lads was knocked out, or if there was a match continuing, we'll say, kind of pretty much all the lads would go up and follow and kind of see how they were getting on. Like, that must be something that's, I suppose, great for ye as a bunch to kind of have that support around each other.
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah. Golf can be kind of a lonely sport at times, so it's nice to have kind of mates or people that you share the moments with, I guess.
And then I suppose for the rest of the year, Sean, like, what would you be looking at as, I suppose, a successful 2024 from this point on, we'll say?
I'd say I'd love to win a men's event and make teams like, say, St. Andrew's Trophy, European teams. I just kind of want to improve my game and kind of add a little bit more consistency. I feel like maybe sometimes I can be hot and cold, so it'd be nice to kind of get more of a level, kind of just consistent year. So yeah, that's kind of the goal. Yeah,
so talking consistency there, the magic word in golf, I suppose, everyone kind of chases this magic consistency and this kind of level playing field, I suppose, in their own ability. What's the process at the moment in terms of you looking at trying to help you with that?
I think a lot of it's on the golf course in terms of like decision making on your shots. At times I can maybe be a little bit too aggressive. So it's kind of just picking the right times to be aggressive and then picking the right times just to maybe take your medicine, hit the middle of the green. So yeah, it's kind of just trying to limit the mistakes, and the birdies will come.
So we mentioned the Euro Nations coming up. That's next week, I think. So then what's the next two events after that for you?
So it's Euro Nations and then Lytham and Irish Am. So it does get busy.
Yeah, it becomes very busy. And I suppose like that kind of the next 8 weeks after that, or kind of starting at that point, I suppose, is pretty much golf every 10 days, kind of 2 weeks really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hectic around that kind of end of May, June time.
And then, like, spending that much time, I suppose, constantly prepping for tournaments and, like, trying to organise travel and everything else that goes on with it. How do you stay, one, very focused on your golf and just even committed to all the work you're doing in the background?
It's just kind of time management. I guess in between the tournaments, you might have a day off after the event just to kind of get your body and mind back into the right place, and then it's just using the time you have to, I don't know, maybe work on your swing or your short game or whatever's annoying you in your game, maybe, and then making sure your body's right as well in the gym. So it's kind of just time management, I guess, using the time you have.
Someone asked me a question the other day, actually, and I kind of, something I might start putting to more players on the pod is, what's your go-to snack on the course?
Good question. I normally have at least one or two bananas, and then I'd have like a protein bar, maybe some nuts. But I say every round I play, I'd have a banana anyway. That's probably the number one thing.
I think bananas are staples of golf at this point. I think if you go through a golfer's bag, you have a very good chance of finding a fairly rotten one at the bottom of it as well.
Yeah.
But I suppose then, Sean, with all that, and again, like the year is going to become extremely busy, and like you're talking about things that can potentially annoy you in your game and then trying to fix them throughout. But like, is it a case of tournament week or kind of the week before at that? Are you a kind of a guy that you almost have what you have, or would you be still kind of, would you still be willing to work on stuff on the range leading up to a tournament?
I think when you get to a tournament, I think you just play with what you have. I don't think there's any point in trying to change things at a tournament, but I'd say it's more in between or after a tournament. But definitely when you get to the event, just kind of play with what you have and try to get the best out of that.
I think I might have mentioned this the last time we were chatting, but I'll ask you again. Just you're sitting there in the Ballyliffin gear, the amateur in Ballyliffin. So how many times would you have played Ballyliffin in the last 2 or 3 years?
I'd say maybe 6, 7, around that. Probably okay. Close to.
Favourite hole on the course?
Good question. I like the 18th for some reason. I birdied the 18th, I think, almost every time I played it. So it's probably one of my goals.
Yeah, it's a nice hole, and to be fair, it's a lovely place in general. But
yeah,
it's definitely a kind of the second shot into it. And I suppose, like, looking at the amateur being up there this year, like, what would you think is, what kind of game is suited to that course? I suppose.
I think the rough's going to be up that time of year, I'm guessing. So straight off the tee, that's probably the most important part, I'd say. And then obviously putting's always important. But I'd say if you're straight off the tee and you can putt well, then that'll probably be the main things.
Yeah, that's something I took away from it the last time I was up there. And I think like the straight off the tee part is obviously important. It's important most places, but it can be highly important at links. But looking at some of the second shots into the green, like if you're not going to give yourself the opportunity to be able to spin a ball into a lot of the greens up there, like it could become a very kind of tough challenge, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. The greens are pretty flat, so if you are in the greens, you can hold putts.
Yeah.
So I think definitely if the rough's up, you'll need to be in it straight that week.
Yeah, because like holding greens, like is kind of, I don't know, just like I've only seen it for a couple of days, but like that was something that I took away at the time, and the wind was up and it just seemed, I suppose, bouncy like links is, but it was kind of very hard to hold the surfaces. Yeah. So Sean, nice quick chat. Best of luck in Euro Nation next week, my man.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll catch you in County Sligo in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Thanks, Gary. See you later.